long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, a star blew up real good. And in February 2016 here on Earth, scientists observed something remarkable, a bright explosion in the sky. The bright light came from a small galaxy some 4.6 billion light years from Earth. It's thought to be the brightest supernova ever recorded. The stellar object known as SN 2016 APS was about 500 times brighter than other supernovae observed in the past. Our next guest joins us to talk about the discovery and what it tells us about the universe. Gene Creighton is an astronomer and director of the Manfred Olson Planetarium at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Gene, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rob.
Gene, hit us with some supernova 101. What makes a supernova happen?
Okay, so let's start from what a supernova is. That would be the explosion of a massive star at the end of its life. And when I say massive, I'm talking at least 8 times heavier than the sun. The normal course of action is that a star like that is going to run out of, we'll call it nuclear fuel, so things that can fuse together and make a heavier element and release energy. So it runs out of that, and the star contracts because gravity wins. There's a battle between the inner pressure of the star and gravity, and if the fuel just doesn't deliver, then gravity can make the star collapse, and you form a neutron star. You basically take the mass of the sun and squeeze it down to the size of a city. That makes a pretty exotic leftover. The outer layers of the star bounce off that hard core we call usually a neutron star, and the whole thing explodes. This is a typical supernova. But the one that we saw just now is a superluminous supernova. So that's hundreds of times brighter than your typical supernova because the supernova goes off in stages and it makes shells of material around it. So you're slamming in the second kind of shell, slams into an already existing wall of material, but because that material is coming at it, I calculated this in miles per hour, 13 million miles per hour.
Wow.
It creates a tremendous amount of energy. So this is going to spark the whole thing up in a way that will be visible, as you say, 4 billion light years away. Now, it's worse than that. It's even more than that because the current one is twice as energetic as the next record holder, which means that now we need to come up with another, like, you can't make that kind of energy with the usual mechanisms for a supernova. So we have two possibilities. I'll start with what I would consider the more prosaic, and I'll go to the more exciting one. If it turns out that the mass of this star, that what we call the progenitor, the thing that became the supernova, was about 100 times heavier than the sun. These are really, really massive stars. Then the neutron star it left behind, that was its core, would have been an even more extreme neutron star. We call these magnetars. And these magnetars have such strong magnetic fields that they are 100 million times stronger than any magnet that we've ever made on Earth in any lab and anything like that. So, many, many billions of times stronger than your typical MRI magnet. So that mechanism of a very strong magnetic field actually makes it hard because this is going to rotate and it translates some of its rotational energy into radiation, which could be a mechanism to power the supernova. But the one that's exciting even more to me anyway is the possibility that this is what we call a pair instability situation. So let me tell you how this works. Now this you have to kind of hold your pants because this is really cool.
Pants held.
Okay. So we have a core of a star that gets so hot like almost the early universe hot, that it starts converting radiation, light basically, into matter and antimatter, what we would call electrons and positrons. Now, sometimes when you say the word antimatter to people, they go immediately to thinking in terms of science fiction, but it's real. We know. We can see this in labs. We can get matter and antimatter from very strong light, from very strong radiation. Well, the thing is that if you convert that radiation into electrons and positrons, that doesn't help the battle between that pressure and gravity. So gravity wins and the core collapses. This is a runaway problem because as it gets, as the core collapses, it gets hotter, which means that I'm able to even make more electrons and positrons. So we basically have a runaway effect. What causes the event makes it even more so. So you have a thermonuclear explosion that destroys the entire star. Nothing is left. Most supernova leave behind something like a neutron star or black hole. This completely blows up and leaves nothing behind.
Well, we'll have to leave the story there for now and watch for astronomers in the future. Thanks to our guest, Gene Creighton, astronomer and director of the Manfred Olson Planetarium at the UW-Milwaukee. She joined us today to talk about the discovery of the brightest known supernova that we've seen or measured here on Earth and what it could mean for astronomy.